Now I should be joined on the line by Debbie. Good morning to you, Debbie.
Good morning, Debbie.
How are you this morning?
I'm very good.
Good, good.
I have an empty house here and it's great.
Lovely. Peace. Speaking to us there from the Irish Education Partners, tell us a little bit about this. It's hosting, you host families, or you look for families to host students.
Yeah. Irish Education Partners, which is called IE Partners for short, has been in existence for about 33 years. I founded the company back then, and our primary business during this time now is putting interns from, which are on grants from the EU, into host companies, and followed by that they go into host families to have the Irish experience. So it's host families, host companies, and it's for students basically from the age of 17 plus.
Okay, so we know it's coming up to that time of the year when we often see students over in Ireland coming over. Is that the type of, you know, can it be a short-term students for a few weeks, or do you do long-term? What way does it work?
Okay, the way it works, actually, years and years ago, it was always language school business that was from May, June, July and August, and we saw all the young kids around learning English. But that has changed in recent years since the EU have granted mobility programmes, and they pay in full for these students to come over. So generally speaking, the students that come over now are 17 plus and they're not doing language courses. They're doing, now a lot of them are still doing language courses under that age and older, but our company handles just internships from, and we go year round. So we're busy from January right through to December, and they can come for short term, anything from 2 weeks to the maximum usually is about 6 months.
Okay. So if people are listening today and they're interested in taking a student in, what do they need to provide for that student in their house?
Okay. Again, different colleges may have different criteria, but for us at Irish Education Partners, we're just looking for a warm welcome. If you were welcome, if your own 19-year-old or 22-year-old was going abroad to do an internship or an education program, that they're welcomed into the family. They're treated as one of the family insofar as they will eat the same meals. They don't eat anything different. They're asked to respect the family as your own children would be asked to respect the family. They're usually out, as most young adults will be, they'll be out from 8 o'clock in the morning and not back till 6. And if they arrive late, they don't need the family sitting around as it was years ago to have their meals with them. They're quite happy to sat the microwave if the dinner is there and have it a bit later if they don't get in till, say, 8 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, so you provide breakfast, evening meal and probably a packed lunch, is it?
No. Breakfast, again, is light. It could be cornflakes, juice and so on. Evening meal is whatever you're eating, a lasagna, and chips, it's chicken and mashed potatoes. It's and no, we don't look for packed lunches because these students are that bit older. There's less caring for them, so it's much more just to make sure that they get go out with something to eat in the morning time, and when they come home in the evening, that there's something there for them to eat as well at a dinner in the evening time.
Okay, so they're out again, now. Yeah, throughout most of the day, which is fine.
Yeah, exactly. Because years ago, again, it was always young children you had from the language schools, and they had they would be back in at 3 or 4 o'clock. They'd have the family would have to sit around the table with them. These are just a little bit more that we handle mature students. Now, host families in Ireland, people will have noticed recently that there's been a huge increase in demand for host families. And there is a number of reasons, Debbie, for this. One is what happened in the UK, Brexit. It meant because they were no longer part of Europe, a lot of the European business has come to Ireland. Okay. And a lot of the UK language schools moved their businesses over to Ireland. So there's been a mass, you know, huge demand looking for host families. But from again, from Irish education point of view, because our students are going on internships to companies all around Dublin, we actually take from everywhere in Dublin. We take it from Howth to Ballymun to Talla to Clondalkin to Finglas to Drumcondra, because we don't have a fixed school in the city centre like most of the language schools do. So they look for a specific area. We're happy to take students from all aspects from in Dublin.
All right, okay, that's interesting. And do you have to visit the host's house before you would agree to it?
Yeah, every one of our hosts are visited and vetted. So that they, you know, that they understand what we're looking for from, you know, from them, and they understand what the student is, the do's and don'ts, let's say, in a host family. We tell them, again, the students to be respectful, to, you know, not hog the bathroom, as young people do. If they're coming in a bit later in the evening time, that they're quiet and respectful to it. And then we ask the host families to basically respect the students. And they're, so if they're giving a twin room or a single room, because that's the two types of accommodation we're normally looking for, a twin or a single, that they don't go into those rooms while the students are there, because that's their room. But, you know, except maybe for cleaning or whatever. But other than that, it's, again, respectful to the student, and the student vice versa, respectful. Now, we offer two different programs. We offer students who want to come and self-cater, or families who say, I don't want to cook for them in the evening time. Could they cook for themselves? And we have this program which students come, and they basically have a shelf in the fridge and a shelf in the cupboard, and they buy all their own stuff and cook for themselves. So it's like, you know, a young university student coming. And then the second one, which is where they have breakfast and evening dinner provided by the host family. So it's two different types of programs that we give to the students.
Okay, and what do you have to have in the bedroom for them? Just does a TV have to be provided, or is it just
no desks or anything? Because these students are not studying. They're here, they're going to work for an internship every day. So they basically have to have a bed, a wardrobe to that, you know, they can put up their luggage, and room for their case. And if there's no room, if it's a small room, then to ensure that their case can be taken out and put someplace else in the attic or away somewhere where that they have a little, you know, they have space in the room. And also, if it's a twin room, again, obviously not one single bed for two people. It has to be two separate beds for them.
Two separate beds, okay. And are they allowed to bring friends back, or is that a rule that you don't bring anyone friends back to the room?
There's no fixed rules. This is where we get the 90% of them don't, because we place the same groups all over Dublin. So one could be, because the job is in Tala, so one of the group could be in Tala, one could be in Fairview, one could be in Howth. Okay. So they don't normally come back to the houses. But if there's a case in which they want a friend to come over for an hour or two, they discuss it with the family. The family say, that's no problem, I can, you know, you're welcome to. Or the family say, no, I'd rather not. Then that's exactly what they do. And again, it's like your 19-year-old saying, can Johnny and Mary come over for a few, you know, for a while? Well, maybe Johnny and Mary can, but the other two can't, because they cause noise and stuff. So, you know, it's really between, we always say to students and host families, speak on it the first night. We do have do's and don'ts, and they're all around respect and quietness and so on. But then each family and each student, when they arrive, they just have a chat, because they're not, again, 12 and 13-year-olds. There's not minding in these students. It's very much, let's see how we get on together for the next. Because our programs run from, some of the programs are only 2 weeks, and they're back to back, so they come 2 weeks, and then the next one comes for 4 weeks, and then 2 weeks, which gives families an opportunity to say, oh, I'll take certain amount of students for, you know, 3 months over that period, and then I won't do anything for 3 months because I want a break. So that's, again, you know, unlike taking a university student that you take from September through to May, this is far more flexible for them to do. So a lot of families seem to like it, and a lot of older people are coming back to us now who had hosted our younger students in the day, but as they got older and became empty nesters, they said, I don't want kids anymore, I would love to have the older group. So a lot of our older families are coming back now and saying, can we just take the work placement, the internship students? And that's working out very, very well for us.
Great. And what about the cleaning of the room? Do they look after that themselves, or do you do it?
No, again, they look after themselves. But once a week, again, I would say, if you're hoovering the house, you hoover their room.
But you have to tell them if you're going into the room, because you don't want to be invading their privacy either. Like, so I suppose if you're going to be hoovering, say, I'm going to be hoovering today, which is good to know. And the laundry as well, you do, I presume you do the laundry.
The laundry is usually once a week. And again, what sometimes students will say, if you show me how to use the thing, I'll do it myself. Like, they're not they're not waited on hand and foot by any means. Yeah. And so they either can, you can say, look, this is the laundry, this is how you can do it, or I'll do your laundry once a week.
Okay.
Either or. Again, it's discussing with the whole family. But one of the positive things, Debbie, is the gas, electricity and fuel prices that are, you know, going up every single day. If a host family takes a student for 1 6-week, you know, placement, that'll cover the cost of the increases for the
well,
year.
Well, that's it, Debbie. So that's what I'm saying.
That
like, everything has gone up.
Yeah.
If you have a spare room and you can, you know, and make a little bit of money to help with the bills, because
exactly.
we all know it's gone up so expensive, it'd be worth doing.
It's gone mad, absolutely, yeah. And again, certainly for company, for older people, if they feel any way nervous, we would certainly say to them, some of our older families, we could get them to speak with them.
Yeah.
You know, if there was new families want to come on board and they wanted to talk to an older, a mature host family, then they would certainly be delighted to speak with new families on doing it, because I think they really do like it to do it.
And Debbie, what happens if you just don't click with the person or they don't click with you? Do you have
okay.
a trial like... for it, and if it just
doesn't
work out.
No, we don't get it tried as such. Again, it's like everything else. It's not a permanent, it's not, you know, it's not written in stone. So all the times, usually a match on a paper, and you look at the match on the house where the company is, the people, and the type of students you sent before, it's all perfect. However, you throw in a personality on either side, and sometimes it just doesn't work. So all you have to do is call the company and we change the student. Now we do reconciliation first and we get the student to speak to the host family or the family, you know, vice versa, because sometimes it's just you know, the program or the film Lost in Translation. Somebody thinks, oh, they're not allowing me to use the shower, but it is a miscommunication in English. So often when that's sorted out, then they both want the student and the student wants to stay. But if it just can't be resolved, then we literally will move the student to a different host family. That's not an issue for them at all.
Great. Okay, now I could talk to you for ages more. There's loads more to talk, but we're just running out of time at the moment. Will you just give out the contact details if anyone is listening in this morning and they'd like to take on a student?
Yeah, and there's two ways, obviously, to contact us, because I'm looking for my card with my number in it at the moment. I had it on my desk here, because it went. So if they want to contact us by phone... it's a Dublin number, so they can contact 685-2550, and one before it if they're calling from outside of Dublin. And if they want information from us, it's info@iep.ie.
Brilliant. Great. Okay, Debbie, thanks a million for talking to us.
And we have been going for 33 years. The company's been
33 years.
Great. Yeah, and the founder.
Well, I'm saying we'll get a good few people, because with the bills going up and a lot of people might need that extra bit of cash, and if you have a spare room going, why not?
Exactly,
and helping out.
Debbie.
Yeah.
And you can choose it. I'm saying you can choose to do it for 3 months of the year, you can choose to do it all year round. And the good thing is we have them coming in October, November, December, January, February, March. So, you know, you can decide, I don't want to take them in the summertime when the kids are all here. But I wouldn't mind taking them, you know, on the shoulder period.
Yeah.
So.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks a million, Debbie, for talking to us. And
thanks,
we'll be in touch.
Debbie.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.